Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extended District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning.
That was almost a tongue twister. I almost didn't get that one out. But bull selection, I'm assuming, has big importance, and you're going to talk more about that.
You bet. You know, if producers, if you're looking for a bull, you know this is bull buying season. It's upon us, you know. There's practically a bull sale every day of the week, you know. So there's a lot of bulls out there to be looked at. It's really important. You know, you need to spend some time looking at the catalog and select bulls based on their EPDs, which is expected progeny difference. And you want to look at traits that are important to you or your cow herd. So, as you know, there are EPDs on calving ease. There's EPDs on birth weight, weaning weight, yearling weights. There's carcass traits. There's maternal traits. And on top of that, we have indexes where they combine all those maternal traits, or they combine all the terminal traits to help you make those selections. So make your bull selection on these EPDs, and also once you've selected a group of bulls that you think, okay, these might fit, then when you get to the sale, go out and do a visual appearance, go out and look at them, see what you think, pick the best bull that fits you, that you like, and the way you like that way that bull looks. So this is one place, guys, it probably pays to do your homework ahead of time before you get to the sale. Why is a bull so important? Well, the primary way that a bull impacts herd income is to be highly fertile. Because, you know, we want most of our cows to get bred early in the breeding season. So those calves, when we go to sell them or when we go to wean them, those calves are heavier because they were born early in the calving season. That gives us more to sell. And, you know, that's kind of what the whole game plan is all about. Of secondary importance, then, is the genetic value of the calves for maybe the growth and the carcass traits, okay? If they're going into the feedlot. If we're going to keep and retain some females, then his job is to help us increase longevity and improve the fertility of his heifer calves. So selection tools such as EPDs are used to identify new bulls and add value to your calves. On the other hand, there are breeding soundness exams and appropriate husbandry. Those are the things that were going to help us measure and assure that we have fertility, okay? So let's talk a little bit about a breeding soundness exam. A breeding soundness exam is when we put a bull through an examination that's very thorough. It's going to look at his feet. It's going to look at his scrotal circumference. It's going to look at his sperm count. It's going to look at, you know, can he walk? It's going to look at, you know, a lot of different things. Is he in the right body condition? These are all things that will go into a breeding soundness exam. And the reason we want this, of course, is just like we said, we want to get a lot of cows bred in a short period of time. And so you might say, well, is it really all that important? Well, there is a lot of bulls out there that are infertile or subfertile, or maybe they can't mount, and a breeding soundness exam will help us determine those facts, okay? And their examination prior to the breeding season is going to reduce the risk of breeding failure while we have them out, have the cows and the bulls together. There's a national report that came out I was reading about that indicates that 10 to 20% of the bulls will fail a breeding soundness exam. And of that, there's another 10% that pass that test but will perform poorly in the pasture. So it is really, really important to have that done. The main reason is, though, you know, we want that vet to do that breeding soundness exam prior to the breeding season so we know that that bull can travel. We know he's healthy. He's ready to go breed those cows. And we want to be able to put that bull with as many cows as we can because we don't want to – bulls are expensive. We don't want to have too many bulls. So there's limited research out there that shows that a mature bull with high reproduction capabilities and libido they have the capacity to serve as many as maybe 50 cycling cows in a single bull pasture. However, if you're putting bulls in multiple bull pastures, so you have more bulls than one, we really can't put 50 per bull there because the bulls are going to spend too much time saying, fighting and determining who's going to breed what cow, you know. So the national average, though, of ratio of cows to bulls is somewhere around 30 cows per bull. And a good rule of thumb is for bulls that are less than 3 years of age to be put with the same number of cows as that bull is in months of age. So if you have an 18-month-old bull, let's put him with 18 cows. You know, we said we want to put them with as many cows as we possibly can, but a high ratio of cows to bulls does help reduce bull cost, but it also exposes the herd to risk that if the bull, you know, fails to maintain good semen quality or quantity, or if he has a reduced desire to make cows due to injury or illness, you know, that can be an issue. And if that gets to be the case, we want to watch those bulls when we have them out in the pasture and monitor those bulls quite often. So if we do see those problems, we can replace that bull and put in another bull. During the breeding season and the rest of the year, bulls need to be fed to a proper body condition score. We like to have that score somewhere around a 6. And housing should be provided that protects these bulls from extreme heat and cold, so they make sure that we have semen quality when we're needing it. Because bulls are so important for genetic progress and reproductive efficiency of our herds, and because the bull accounts for a significant expense, excellent bull selection and care are critical for optimum overall herd management. So with all this, I hope when you go to the next bull sale, you know, you do your homework ahead of time, and good luck with your next bull purchase. Until next time, stay safe.
Always important information. Again, I feel like I'm going to be an expert by the time I leave the station. You guys always come with such interesting information. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland.